The city of Taft, Oklahoma, sits about 10 miles west of Muskogee. Established around the turn of the 20th century as an all-black town of Creek freedmen, today Taft has a population of about 250. But it's also a prison town. The Jess Dunn Prison for Men towers over open fields, and the Eddie Warrior Prison for Women has low-rise dormitory buildings spread across a large campus. Together, they add an incarcerated population of around 2,000 people. It's at Eddie Warrior where almost the entire inmate population, at least 780 women, according to the Department of Corrections, have been infected with COVID-19. One woman died after her diagnosis. On a gray Friday afternoon, advocates and family members of women inside are gathering outside the prison's gates to rally and march against what they call a failure by the state to protect inmates in their custody. The protest of about 75 people was organized by Tiffany Walton. She's a COVID nurse, and she lives in Taft, practically next door to Eddie Warrior. She volunteered in Brooklyn, New York at the height of the pandemic there.
I couldn't sleep. I still can't sleep. So imagine that people dying, and then here it is, ain't nobody taking care of them. And I'm right around the corner, and I'm up here saving lives. I knew was going to die. In New York, you knew they were going to die because they were on the beds, they dying.
Melinda Halliburton of Muskogee is helping raise the 13-year-old daughter of a woman inside the prison who caught the virus.
She's very terrified when she found out that her mom has COVID as well as the rest of the women. She asked me every day, is my mama gonna die? Is my mama gonna die?
Inmates calling out from inside paint a much different picture than the one being put out by DOC in statements and response videos.
Yeah. We gotta do our time, but we are affected by COVID-19. It is in this prison. We are positive. They are not taking a procedure to keep us safe.
Much of the outrage outside at the protest is being directed at state officials. More than any other figure, Governor Kevin Stitt's name has come up over and over. Here's Pamela Smith, an activist and former DOC inmate who alleges that years ago, in state custody, she was raped by staff.
I plead to you, J. Kevin Stitt, if this was your mother or your daughter or your sister, would you allow them to stay in a facility that's infested with over 700 women that's crying out for help?
The governor's office did not respond to multiple requests for comment for this story. Stitt hasn't given an address or held a press conference on the prison outbreak at Eddie Warrior, but a reporter asked him about the situation earlier this month.
Yeah, specifically, we'd have to get the public safety and Scott Crow, the director of corrections, to give you a specific things and what they're doing to test. But overall, our corrections department has kind of led the nation.
So far, DOC has reported more than 1,600 positive cases statewide. Justin Wolf is an agency spokesperson. Reached by phone Friday morning before the protest, he says he understands families' anxiety.
I'm a father, and my mother has multiple comorbidities. And so I've been worried every day, you know, to some degree, that this virus is going to affect my family. And, there's no exception to that for people whose loved ones are incarcerated.
Still, he stands by the department's pandemic response plans.
There's not a lot of things that anybody's saying that we could do better or that we could implement that we haven't implemented to the best of our ability already.
Critics point to the department's failure to require testing of staff members as a crucial misstep. Public health experts say asymptomatic guards can carry the virus in and out of facilities. Wolf says the department doesn't require testing of employees for legal reasons. We asked if it was state or federal law and if there was a particular statute.
It's not that there's a law that says that you can't not do it, if you will. It's that we don't have... The short version is there's not an authority to cite that says we can't do it.
We also asked if the department would want to test all staff if it were found to be legal.
I couldn't answer that right now.
No, I don't buy that.
Oh, no.
I'm not buying that one bit.
That's Cedric Johnson, chair of the Legal Redress Committee for the Muskogee chapter of the NAACP.
Right.
Cop out. There's a way you can do that. There's a way you could do it.
Layla Foley Davis served for decades as mayor of Taft. She was the first black woman elected mayor of an American city back in the 70s. Now she's on the city council. And she can't get a commitment from the governor to come meet with officials here.
It's a hot spot. If it was anywhere else,
I feel like the governor would have already been here, you know, but they haven't been here to talk to us, the city council.
Walton, the nurse, says until this month, Taft had a non-incarcerated population of 250. Then a city hall official died from COVID.
So now we have 249. Pretty soon all we're going to have some pig, cows, and dogs if we wait on the government.
Before the demonstration ended, Walton used her megaphone to send the day's last message to the women inside.
Ladies, do not give up. Every single time we're going to make sure I keep coming on out here with more and more people.
Reporting from outside Eddie Warrior Correctional Center in Taft, Oklahoma, I'm Chris Polanski for KWGS News.